Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wonderful Wednesday. Hey, everyone in the chat room, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment. Hello. This is my co-host, co-pilot. Welcome, guests, and welcome all of you listening. I can see in the queue. Just getting my decaf Americano right now. It's that kind of day in Southern California. It is chilly. It's been raining, and I have been loving it. Just back from a wonderful festival, the Equinox Festival. A lot of art and music and dancing and some workshops and meditation and chill time. And so I'm grateful and glad to be back here with all of you. Those of you that are just tuning in and wondering, who is this person and what's going on? You've tuned into Awakenings with Michelle Meshe and a wonderful community of people here that we get together and just tune into all things about the soul, metaphysics, meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, dream therapy, all things that have to do with waking up, keeping awake, and empowerment, and living soul-led, soul-fueled, spirit-led as well. And so I will be taking callers. I will be diving into readings. You got me the whole show, everybody, the whole program. So I'm trying to do that every couple months, do the whole program. So if you do have a question or a comment, or you want to share something about your path, you can type it in the chat room. If you're listening as a guest, that's great. If you want to be able to interact in the chat room, you need to just sign up through BTR and get a profile name. And you get a little icon, a little picture if you want. And otherwise, you can call in at 347-539-5122. And that's 347-539-5122. And, you know, we're here about giving the 411 as to what's happening energetically. And sometimes we look at it as astrologically or numerically. I'm also an astrologer and master numerologist and studied a lot, I Ching. So you got some questions, I got some answers. And if I don't have the answers, I'll tune in and find the answers. Or I'm sure some of our guests that come on the program have the answers or some insights. Or people in the chat or people that call in on the phone lines have an answer. And I say answer, have a answer or answers, because sometimes there's many answers to our questions. And it just depends on what one is right for us at the time, which one resonates with us, which one suits us. Because there are a lot of different ways to get to the same destination, right? So I always say, you know, feel it out, see if it resonates for you, and kind of fact check. I always ask for confirmations when I'm getting my insights and understanding. So let's see. I did want to get to one quick email question that came in, and I will not name the name because they don't want me to, so I won't. So we got a caller calling in saying that they hope this doesn't go to air. Please, no names, thanks. I will not do names, but I answer everything on air. I just don't have the manpower, woman power, energy power, focus to do all the questions that I get individually. So this person's been seeing someone in their dreams a lot, and not much, nothing sexual or intimate, except in a minor way, and they disappear in the dream, and it's never threatening or upsetting. They're just there, and after the dream, they show up a day or two or a week later, and they're women that never seen before, And generally you see them once and never again. And I've also envisioned a meditative state for women by effort or accent that I ended up meeting or seeing in real life. What do you make of this? Am I crazy? Say yes, that would be easier to take. Love your show. Thanks so much. Great question. Now, let me explain something. This shows how we're all interconnected. And sometimes we need to see somebody for a minute or two, you know, a year or two, a day or two, a second. You know, it's again, to down connect in and download what we need or swap the energy we need from that individual. Not just happen, it's already happening on the etheric plane through the subtle energy, but what anchors it more on this dimension, on the earth plane, is when it happens in physicality or denser physicality, what they call the gross reality, coming from weight, right? All these terms kind of come from, kind of fits into what we're talking about today. So kind of the see, feel it, touch it kind of modality, smell it modality. And so sometimes it is just that, and they're part of your soul group or soul tribe. Sometimes they're aspects or extensions of yourself. If you're a man and it tends to be women, it could be something that you're needing to integrate, maybe more the feminine of yourself, more the magic, more the mystery. Sometimes just simply that exchange of energy that needs to take place. Sometimes it brings a confirmation. Now, what's interesting, and some of you know my story on this, was born psychic, very intuitive to psychic, and it grew stronger. In fact, as a kid, I was very, 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 very psychic, and I had very little filter with it because I kind of thought, oh, everybody is like this. But then in my 20s, I had an interesting experience where the spiritual hierarchy and oversouls showed up for me and would give me information on people, and then I would meet them. And I'd end up, and this is, I didn't even charge for readings back then. You just had this whole opening, which I had asked for, by the way, to help myself and to help others, you know, to be more fully on my path and more in sync spiritually and more connected to my soul. And I went to a very artistic, amazing high school and then college at the same time. And there was just all this opening, you know. So I kind of did this at a younger age. It was just really guided very much so on this path. I mean, so much that I remember at age 11 or so walking with my parents in San Francisco and the, the Hare Krishna, as we know them, I can't think of what they actually call the religion, but were chanting and singing, and I stopped to chant and sing with them. I was just transfixed, and I didn't want to leave, and my parents were like, what is she doing? But anyway, so back to the point in our email question, as I would also sometimes be doing, meet somebody, or at the time I was doing readings and things at metaphysical bookstores, or I was doing workshops and seminars at a lot of bookstores or metaphysical bookstores, workshop facilities and community places. And I'd meet people, and then that morning between 3 and 5, which is that very highly, highly, whether it's 3 and 5 a.m. or 3 to 5 in the morning, or p.m. or a.m., there's usually a dip where there's a lot more spiritual energy infused at that time. And we call it the time of spirit. So I'd get information, then I'd see them again, and I was told to give them this information. And it was always something profound, accurate, things that they said. People say, oh, my God, I've been praying for this, or this has been, you know, on my mind, or I just didn't know what to do, and I've been asking for help. You know, and sometimes I'd be in a class. I remember being in some astrology classes, and then I'd get all this information on the person's teaching. And which that case, Jan Messenger, and listen to her name, the Messenger, she's the one that really got me started doing this work more publicly and as a profession, because my reading of her was so accurate and it was highly confidential information, and she was going into a big lawsuit and there was a lot of stuff happening. And I gave her a lot of concrete information and insight. Yeah, so spirit works this way, or we work this way. The spiritual aspect of our being, who and what we need to connect with. And sometimes Spirit will send us things, messages or messages through people that we normally wouldn't connect with, so that we will listen to the message or know, stop us in our tracks and say, wow, something is going on here. Something is really going on. What is this about? So I feel for you, listener, with your email question, that there's something that these women are representing to you. There's some exchange of energy that's taking place. And it's also showing the magic and the mystery to you of being connected, that we are all interconnected. And look for the similarities and look what it represents to you. Okay, we got a question in the chat. What if hypothetically someone wanted to quit their day job and have a half a dozen new business ideas? Would they command the universe, or would they just sit back and watch for clues as to what to pursue? Ooh, Robert, you know, very few questions are either or black and white. If you have new business ideas, what, you know, really, first of all, a lot of times what blocks people's manifestation is their emotional development or emotional body, their healing. There needs to be some kind of healing. And whether that's, you know, some of the new, I would say, quantum, and we're going to be talking about quantum healing, of working with the subtle energy is getting into that meditative state. So resonance repatterning, alpha theta healing, emotional clearing work, repatterning, that gets to what the subtext is and the subconscious programming, and then you learning to harness the mind, the local mind, to connect more with the non-local mind or universal consciousness. So that would be one thing to look at. It is a little bit, I don't say ever sit back and wait, but there is a waiting while you do other things sometimes, especially if you're not sure of what is the right, which one to start with or which is the right. And I always say, by the way, see, there always will be openings. If you're on the right path, there will be some opening that shows you this is the way to go, or this is the one that has more oomph or more traction, however you want to look at it, right? So that would be something to look at. And you don't really command the universe. I mean, we are the universe. That is working through the subtle energy. That is the perhaps what you want to call the quantum or macrocosm aspect of us. So you're connecting into the all that is. And this kind of, I'm going to talk more of this because this talks to point of what I want to share today. Working more with resonance. Most of you hear me always say, forget about law of magnetic attraction. Forget it. That happens instantaneously. That happens as a byproduct of you being more in resonance with your soul and what you're meant to do, or what's right for you, or what's available to do. So sometimes our manifestations, because we are on the earth plane, come in, you know, steps. They don't, you know, and sometimes there's a quantum leap, you know, or an exponential leap. But a lot of times there's little steps, there's steps and steps and steps or openings. And when we follow the openings, but we have to keep with it because the earth plane is about persistent effort, right? It is about, you see that, whether it's working out or how you eat, everything is very process oriented. Everything's evolutionary here. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's a two steps forward, one step back, regroup, solidify. You can look at analogies of like, you can look at analogies like building a house, healing work, you know, whether it's deep healing for something chronic, or, you know, or just a cold or a flu. There is a cycle to everything. So when you learn the cycles, you learn to read what's going on around you as to how is it relevant to where you're at and where do you fit in, which is kind of what we're going to be, also what we're going to be talking about. And I really wanted to, one of the things, you know, I've been very impassioned and inspired and really feel a deep sense of purpose is really to deliver more and share more advanced metaphysical principles and spiritual principles. And really looking at how do we how are we and how do we co-create this new paradigm that we all are? How do we keep awakening? Because there are successions of awakenings. You don't just wake up and there you are. And how do we keep awake and keep our heart open, right? And how do we live knowing that we're consciousness made manifest? How do we live from the microcosm to the macrocosm, right? The everyday, the mundane, because we have those earth trials and tribulations because we are earthed. We are, you know, this is the soul playground. This is the great experiment of being consciousness made manifest and living from that place of what is to be manifest, to be made, to be visible, you know, visible. I just took a little drinky poo of my decaf Americano. So the more, and you know, we had a guest on and I've got to have him back on because he was absolutely amazing. And the physicist, Dr. Maynard, and he talked, I mean, I read a couple of books of his and he talks about, especially in Brave New Mind, Living in the Future Science World, how Elliot Maynard, PhD, he talks about how important, which I've been stressing this for, I don't know, 15 years, maybe more, maybe 20 years. I guess 20 years I've been working with the subtle energy, maybe a bit longer when I started channeling. That to understand and be able to connect with, that our true mastery of the smaller self is by our interconnectivity. And the and understanding the interrelational aspect of our beingness with everything and everyone. And we do that by understanding the subtle energy. We do that by understanding the quantum fields. And that all healing on some level, to be fully healed or make that transformation, comes from the quantum level. And when we talk about quantum healing, we're talking about quanta being an energy and quanta or amount of energy or measurement and quantum being the multiple or the plural of that. So quantum energy is always proportional to what it radiates out, what it's the radiation to what it represents. And bear with me, guys, we're going to go deep. Is Dr. Maynard's appearance in the Blog Talk archives? Yes, it is. Impassioned me? Impassioned? Yes. I don't, Robert, for you in the chat, you can Google it or you can go in the BTR archives or we have archives on iTunes and just put in his name and my name and we'll come up. And he was phenomenal and his books are amazing. He's one of the ones that are really getting it. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's also been on here, Greg Braden, a lot of these people, because I've been doing this, you know, I don't know, 25, 30 years, longer, because really since I was 14, I've been, or 13, I've been on a quest of awakening and opening and you know, seeing spirits and channeling and knowing that I was psychic and, you know, talking to people that had crossed over and, you know, predicting things. I think probably in my, I don't know, high school years, it went a bit underground and then popped back about at age 19. I just really dived in. So bear with me. What am I going with this? I'm going to get to callers. Please hold on. So what I'm getting with this is that we have to stop over-identifying with that which is only seen by the naked eye. And when you look at where science originated, if you will, everything was about, can we see something? So everything was about with the microscope. Well, some things cannot be seen. They can only be felt. Those of you that have done my Soul Path teleworkshops, we meet, you know, it's a teleworkshop. It's internet, it's phone. But people are able to feel through the subtle energy each person in the group and feel whether they're above them or below them, whether they're to the left or the right, or they're, you know, whether they're to the east or they're far away or they are in the south of the you know, state, city, country, you know, or they, you know, so it's relative. So one of the things that's so important is that we begin to see and feel that more and more that which we are. That's connecting on a soul level. That's, you know, soul alignment. That is what the soul alignment, this whole idea of awakening, everybody's focused on the awakening. But really what the awakening is helping people do is to align to the soul. So the big goal or the big you know, focus really isn't how awake I am, and I'm so awake and I'm caught. It's to connect more in consciousness, to realize and live by that you are consciousness made manifest with a soul. And so the awakenings, what happens in the succession of awakenings that are happening, whether it's individually or institutionally, or, you know, individuals within institutions, is that you're awakening to your soul, so that there's less and less. Now, there will always be an ego while we're on a psychological function. My understanding from the guides is that when we have less fear and we have more understanding and realization and we live more from our interconnectedness, there the part of the instinctual brain, the medulla oblongata, and also the, you know, which is the reptilian part of us, which is hardwired for fight or flight, had to be, that the limbic will have not necessarily less function, but the functionality will change into more connectivity but less reactivity. So there'll be a refinement in our emotional reactions or responses. Perhaps it will be called more responses as we open up to more of who we are. We're responding more from the soul level, which knows that we're separated out, but we're not separate. So there'll be less of a definable ego or ego concerns. And the ego, if we look at it psychologically, as I do as a transpersonal psychologist, I look at it, you know, and we look at it, or in Buddhist psychology, as the personality. So the ego's function within our, you know, our inner psyche, our psychological apparatus, if you will, is to keep us safe, is to keep the status quo going. I look at it as it's really the hard wire. You know, you're putting certain software in. The ego is constantly learning. It's constantly growing. If you're learning and you're growing and you're doing your inner work or therapy or whatever, if you're a self-inquiry, you know, becoming more self-aware, awakening more, you cannot do this on your own. You have to have people to bounce ideas off of, see your blind spots. Everybody has blind spots. I have blind spots. Some are big, some are small. This is why we're in this together. We have a relationship. So when you're growing and evolving and becoming more and more and more soul aligned, the ego begins to be less defined. So psychologically, we look at the ego. Having a good ego is having good self-esteem and confidence, not arrogance, but confidence, self-esteem, a healthy pride in yourself, that you feel self-love, self-acceptance. I feel good about myself. My shamanic teachers, old school shamanic teachers, will not work with people that do not have a good sense of self, which is ego, psychologically. Also, good spiritual teachers of integrity will not either. When I was first starting out, one of my teachers, when I said, oh, I want to help and I want to do this, and she said, work on your ego, work on yourself. One of them told me, you merge too much, Michelle. You don't have a strong enough ego. You'll get mulled over. People will just come to you and just pull on you. And it was true. Elliot Tanzer, really good astrologer teacher and tantric healing teacher that I studied with, and also studied some basic metaphysics with him. And so I had to work on my self-esteem. I had to work on my self-confidence. I had to work on being an individuated aspect. And so I think sometimes in self-help groups and this quote-unquote new age or spirituality, people misunderstand the ego, like this, that ego is edging God out. Well, that's BS. There's nothing but God. There's nothing but the all that is. It's all created from the oneness. It all has its place until it doesn't. So at some point, the arrogance or the constructed ego or the ego that is people living out of wounding and fear, chronic wounding, chronic fear, because everybody has wounds that are on this planet. Fear is a natural psychological, emotional response, but we don't want to live chronically there. So as there's less and less chronic living out of the wounding, living chronically with lower level or more, you know, stuck states or conditioned response patterns, there will be less differentiation. There will be less ego as we know it. Okay, but there still will be from a psychological point of view. We'll just look like from self-esteem and that kind of stuff. So quantum healing, really, if you look at quanta, again, it's coming from looking at everything as energy, everything as consciousness, and moving more and more and more into the subtle and moving more into the potential. Quantum has an idea about potentiality. So this is one thing I really wanted to answer to, because I've been getting a lot of questions on this about manifestation. Do your thoughts manifest? No. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Nothing is manifested into the world. And manifest or manifestation comes from the French word. It simply means to make visible, unless there's enough corresponding energy. So listen, you get angry, you flip somebody off, you have a bad day, or somebody leaves you, you lose somebody, you cry, whatever. Doesn't matter. Even if it's for days, weeks, or months, it doesn't matter. What's going to create your reality is the chronic state of emotion, energy and motion, feeling, how you feel about your body. Because, and think, but thinking and acting is later on the chain. It's more about feeling. This is why people say you fake it till you make it. You ever get to go someplace and you're kind of feeling down, and then you just say, well, I'm going to try to feel up. And then all of a sudden you feel up. You can't think your way into changing your vibrational frequency. This is so important. It happens on a feeling level, a feeling tone level, and an energy and motion level or emotional level. Then you can take the beliefs and the ideas around that to support that, and then the actions. Now, sometimes we work in reverse, and that helps. That can work too. Sometimes we do the actions or we think the things, and then we start feeling differently. But when it comes to manifesting, you need to get to the feeling or the vibratory level, the tone, the frequency of it as much as possible. Then things are more readily able to shift. So when we talk about the quantum healing, healing simply means wholeness. It comes from the Latin word or old English word from the Old English, o halen, to make whole. And so when we talk about healing, it's bringing all, it doesn't always mean make better. It's just, it's like meditation. Meditation, what does meditation mean? Well, when you study meditation, you study it in Sanskrit. Meditation is dhyana or vipassana. Those are two Sanskrit words that may mean awareness of what is. Then you put pranayama, another Sanskrit word for breath work or breath control. And so when you have awareness of what is and breath awareness or breath control equals oneness or samadhi or samadhi. I would say samadhi, but samadhi is when you leave your body and go into the complete oneness. But samadhi is at oneness. When we're at one, no matter what we're going through, we do tend to feel more and more connected, interconnected, in peace and calm. And we rise up when we're in that interconnected state. We rise above the extremes of the polarity plane. We get beyond the dual nature of things. And that always brings, at some level, peace. Even if you're still upset, there'll be peace and calm. And if you keep with it, that upsetness will go away. But that's not really necessarily the goal. It's just that acceptance of what is. And so when we look at quantum, it's beyond what we can see with the naked eye. And when we look at it, it's metaphysical. The same thing with metaphysical, which means higher, expanded, or beyond. When we think of meta, it has to do with changing of positions, right? Transformation, transmutation, the expand, going beyond the denser physical. And remember, these words came about, physics came about when everything was like, well, what can we see? Can we taste, see, and feel it? Or it's not real. The age of materialism, right? And so we're going beyond that now to see that I am more than that. We are more than that. We are more than what we can taste, see, and feel. But as we get more connected to the subtle energy, you can taste, see, and feel the spirit realm. It's subtle. It's lighter. I mean, I remember doing work at White Eagle Lodge in England, and I smell, oh, my God, we were doing this very advanced healing work and connecting with the spirit realm. And I smelled the most amazing, the most beautiful perfume. I don't even know how to describe it. If it was a perfume, essence, scent, aroma, whatever you want, fragrance, there we go. And I popped out of the meditation, and I opened my eyes, and I kept smelling, and I could smell it, but there was nothing there. And then one of the advanced practitioners, healers, came over after, you know, after we finished and said, "You smelt that, right?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "We've never smelt spirit before, you know, or the angelic realm." And I said, "No." And is that what it is? And it's undescribable. I don't even know. It's sweet, but not too sweet. It was amazing. I've since smelt it, that scent. And actually, one time channeling a client's uncle, this is how we knew he came through, I smelt cigar, heavy, heavy cigar, and saw him smoking a cigar. And it was just, and the client said, "Oh, yeah, that's my uncle. He always smoked cigars. He was never without a cigar." And so when we channel people, they bring, you know, spirits, people, I call them people to me, the holographic image that remains, that we can connect with once they're subsumed into the all that is, they always show us something that or a visual that confirms the connection, so that the person that you're doing the mediumship work will know, "Oh yeah, that is them," and it'd be something that you didn't know. So basically, okay, Dream Master's put in the chat, "I appreciate my ego for giving me individuality, my personality. I nurture him, then not to destroy him, yet to acknowledge him." Absolutely. You know, we've got to. It's an aspect of us. There is no, we can't have it both ways. This is what bothers me about people that do that. You can't say there's oneness, except for this is bad and that's bad, and we got to get rid of that. That's not the oneness principle. That's not non-duality. You know, what it is things are separated out, as Dream Master so aptly put in the chat, everything is separated out by frequency. So your ego aspect of your being is going to have a certain frequency to the configuration that you are. We're composite of frequencies and wavelengths, right? We are wavelengths. And then as a quantum aspect of our being, that wavelength morphs into a form. It radiates into a form. And the more expanded you become, the more you're aware of your soul, your individuality, like Dream Master was saying, your personality, the individuated aspect of God or the all that is, or the universe that you all, is that you are all of that. Right? And Robert Payne has said non-duality would mean that we can have it both ways. Yes and no. I mean, non-duality is that it's resting in the center, that there is no duality, right? So there's not one that's good and there's not one that's bad, okay? Because most people pit one against the other, and that's being in the dual nature. So we have all these ways of expressing and experiencing life, but there are, it's where you want to go with that, Dream Master, but yeah, being aware of this, Robert, yeah. Thing is, well, not necessarily, that oneness principle or non-duality, it brings it all back to, and I'll give you the metaphysical axiom, it is from the one, there is the many. Okay, or out of the one, there is the many, and from the many is the one. There you go. So from the one is the many. That's us, the many. And from the many is the one. So it is that recognition that whatever we have here is from the all that is. You know, and we're understanding this more on a quantum level as you connect in with the subtle energy or the morphogenic resonant fields. We had Rupert Sheldrake talk about that on this program. So we are those resonant fields. So to say that there isn't something, or there is, you know, there is something, or something is bad, or something shouldn't be here, and something should be here, those are all relative. That's the little truth. But to get to the ultimate truth, is it all has a corresponding frequency and is meant to be here. some say it is God expressing as itself and getting to know itself as us, as we're these individuated aspects, but we are all of that. So when we look and say one thing is bad or shouldn't be here, that's simply a small truth. That's not a big T, a T with a big truth, because we can't have it both ways. Nothing in the universe is here. There's nothing extra, right? Nothing leaves. It only changes shape and form. It only morphs or reconfigures, if you will, recalibrates. But it's the same substance. It's then that's the non-duality. That's the oneness. It's the totality is already there. It just, when there is enough corresponding energies by us, see, that's what people don't get. Nothing, and especially as we get more and more soul aligned, less and less is going to be manifested into the world, into the universe, that is not of the higher nature or that is not more life enhancing. Because we've already gone as far as we can down the road of separation or feeling separated out. So what is happening and is on the polarity plane, and that this is the Aquarian age highlights this, is how to be ultimately celebratory of your soul and your gifts as an individuated aspect or separated out aspect, but at the same time feel very interconnected. So know that you are the messenger with a message, so are other people, right? So knowing that you are a collective being and this is a collective universe and there's a collective mind and a collective consciousness and an individual consciousness. And how do you live both? How do you, like some say, heaven on earth, have the expanded lived out in through the mundane and see them both as the same? See, that's why you have to see ego as God and God as ego. Or you have to see ego as spiritual. See, people mistake the ego for the constructed ego or the false sense of self. And the constructed ego is where a lot of shadow material is, because people construct an ego based on what's going to get them kudos or love or attention or success, and they don't really know themselves. So psychologically, mentally, emotionally, they don't know themselves, and spiritually. And this is why we have a lot of projected shadow material out, you know, from the get-go, from the astral plane. You know, it's the emotional body corresponds to the emotional realm, corresponds to the astral realm metaphysically. One's psychological, one's spiritual or metaphysical. So one's beyond, one we definitely see in the physical plane, but there's a correspondence to it. So that you can look up in the Hermetic philosophy. It's the law of correspondence. So why I wanted to share all this with you and really, you know, touch in with everybody is to kind of get you thinking. And some of you have been asking me, what am I doing here? And what am I meant to be? Why are my manifestations not happening? What's going on? So as a light worker, as an empath, you are to take these energies. You are to channel these energies, clear these energies. You are to merge. But as the empath is learning from those people that are less empathic, some of them call them, you know, spiritual or psychic or energy vampires, narcissists, borderline personality disorder. I mean, we could look at the you know, mental aspect or the emotional aspect of it, or people that are, let's just say, more selfish. Then you're to be learning to strengthen your individuality, your sense of self, with boundaries, with keeping to your path. There it is, Dream Master, put in the chat. Not easy for one to separate from 3D distractions, Michelle, being empathetic. But that's exactly our lesson. Because we will not be able to be as functional and successful on our path to help mankind and to help the shift into the new paradigm and to raise or expand consciousness and live more conscious until we get that. People that are very selfish, you can see this, they get things done very easily. They can use, again, that's the lower level vibration I'm saying. And so sometimes people ask me, well, why am I attracting this? I'm so good. And I'm like, that's your gift, to be a little more positively selfish, self-centered, centered in self, to say no and mean no, and understand that you can be spiritual and say no. You can be spiritual and be centered in self or self-centered. You could say, not right now on my path, not feeling a resonance. So the empaths and the light workers are a lot of are energetically tied up in the old paradigm of martyrdom, victimhood, and the shift will come from us. Denise saying, totally, I got this very strongly this year. It is a time for me to stop being an empathetic flirtation system for my love partner. It's not my business to feel all he feels. It's a daily practice. I hear you, Denise. I'm working on that one. Yeah, it's just because we feel it, we don't have to do something about it. I have people now awakening, you know, to the majorly getting very, who have been working with me for a while or doing my workshops, and they're like, oh, I'm so psychic, I'm feeling this and that. And now they want to, I want to flirt it, I want to shut it down. Flirtation, filtration, filtration. But Dream Master, you're saying, I could not do that to myself, Denise. But Dream Master, you are that person. This is what I'm talking about, everybody. We are each other. We are the opposite pole to the narcissist. They're not going to heal. We're not going to have no more of those kinds of manifestations unless we can work with that energy. Right now, everybody's running from the hills. All these books are saying that. Get away from them. Push them away. This and that. Now, I'm not advocating staying in very abusive relationships. However, I have seen a man, I've worked with some clients that they've really healed from if they want to do the work. I'm not saying it's a posture. It's we've got to stop doing the us and them or get away from them or I can't be around them. You know, over this weekend, I was with a group of people, the whole gathering, and the energies are intense for me sometimes because there's lights blinking, there's all this stuff and everything's energy and I do not do drugs. I'm like, there's all this stuff happening. But I set the intention. I want to meet some more people similar to me that don't do drugs and don't overdo on that kind of stuff or overgo on that or just kind of more centered. And I met three amazing people that really we all connected. And then I had amazing connection, dream vision with this pixie shaman who gave me this information that, and I've heard this before from my guides, to connect in energetically, if you need to shift your vibrational frequency, or there's too much of, I hate the word negativity, I don't know what else to call it yet, I'll have to ask my guides, because there is a negative aspect to this world and a positive. The negative is the feminine, it's the void, okay? It's the materia, prima materia. It is the negative space, right? And the positive is the male aspect or masculine. It's the electrical. So the magnetic is the negative space. So we got to figure out another word from that because my guides have been saying we have to really not get into good or bad. Look at what's most life-enhancing or thriving or pro-survival. But what needs to be done is you ride that wave just like, in fact, I'm going to do a Facebook Live later tonight. You guys join me. I'm Facebooky, probably about six or seven, right before I go to Agape Spiritual Center. I'll be doing it Pacific time. Okay, so here's the deal. If you want to shift frequency, whether within yourself or other people or a group situation, is to ride that energy, not to resist it. It's just like swimming in a riptide. If you go against the current in a riptide, you're going to drown. You're going to be taken under. Worst case scenario. Best case scenario, you're going to get a lot of water up your nose and mouth, and it's going to be unpleasant, and you're going to tire out. So the first thing they teach you with riptides is you go with the riptide, and there will be an opening. There's always a shift in the wave. Same with us with the wavelength. When that shifts, you have your out or your opening, which is to either leave the situation, the person, without – or just take a break, or the energy actually shifts. There's an opening that is created by the most expanded awareness and expanded consciousness to take place. Not if we're fighting, not if we're resisting. If we're resisting, if we're clanging, whether it's within ourselves or within another person, that just brings the energy down. Not saying it's always easy to do. But that is where we're going. Because if we're going to live more soul-based and in smaller communities and come together, it needs to be done and not in the way of the old paradigm of us against them, or they're unhealthy, or they're the bad ones, they're the unconscious ones. They're the aspect of us. They're living out that polarity on this dimension. So what will shift that so that we don't have to have these extremes in polarity, the healing, the making whole, will come from us as light workers. It's just like my metaphysics, one of my teachers said years ago, Dr. Hahn, he said, Michelle, why do you keep wanting these people to change when you're the one that's doing all the inner work? You're the one doing all the therapy. You're doing the work. They're not doing anything. So this is where I feel light workers have kind of, we get mamby-pamby about it. It's up to us with the awareness. Whoever has the awareness, whoever has the consciousness, that's the one that takes the high road or the expanded road. The reason years ago I was able to do depossession work, I don't believe in a devil, but believe me, I've had some horrendous scary experiences from people that I worked with. The only reason that I was able to do this, and the two teachers I learned from had stopped doing it, they were in their 70s and 80s, was because I only believed in oneness. I only believed in the light that takes many forms. So there was never anything that could scare me or get me or attach to me. There was no devil to be afraid of. There was nothing. So the next level that we're all going into is not to try to protect, but to energetically embrace, to allow. It's the meditative state. And see, things as to how to read theirs or how far I'll share my energy with it. See, that's all separation. That's separatist talk. It's not about, the energy is there anyway. They're there all the time. The only thing that separates us out is by vibrational frequency, which you cannot shift by beliefs or ideas. You either are operating at a certain vibrational frequency and wavelength or complex of frequencies or not. You can't fool the universe. So when you are truly coming more from oneness, living that out, less extreme measures will happen to you. Now, I'm not saying sometimes you don't get your feelings hurt or you don't have a bad experience or there's not some drama. That's the earth plane. But it doesn't stick to you. It doesn't stick to you and vibrationally hold you back. So I know that's a lot. It's a lot to take on. But listen, you can pretend you're a light worker or a healer, an empath, because you do healing or you do readings or you do astrology or you do massage therapy or whatever the modalities and, you know, acupuncture. But I'm going to be straight up with you because I've been straight up with myself and I've had the great teachers that have been straight up with me. If you can't see the isness, the what-isness, and the interconnectivity and feel that with everything and everyone, then you're not doing your healing work. Because it's not about massage. It's not about what we're doing. It's how we do it. It's from the consciousness that we do what we do. So us as empaths and light workers, we're being asked to up our game, play in the soul playground, play more non-duality, heal enough that we can do that. Because it's not what you're doing. That's not what's creating. You could write all the best-selling spiritual books. You could be this and that amount of money, and you could be on whatever the shows are. I don't know, Dr. Oz, Oprah, whatever, the biggies. Doesn't matter. If your it's mental masturbation. If your consciousness is not there, you know, I've seen people affect more consciousness in the power of prayer or intentionality that were not known at all, but either on themselves or got a group of people together to pray for something. So that's the level of game that we're all playing at, is what are we doing in our everyday lives? How are we seeing each other? Mind you, I'm working in this too. It's a whole bigger game. It's really living it and being it, but that's what we came on. But that's BS too. Just because you love them doesn't mean you invite them to lunch. See, that's all. You guys will see this in a while. I've been speaking on this since the late 80s. My guides are always ahead. I'm not going to let anybody slip on this. They might be at lunch with you. They might be your boss. You have that kind of language. It's still separation. It's still separating out. And this is a bigger game. You know, not everybody will be able to do it, you know, but I just want to share with you, you know, the real deal. I want to keep it real with you guys. Because I just think sometimes on a spiritual level, people think just because they have spiritual friends or they have the right words, you know, maybe they open a spiritual center or they do this or they do, you know, they're a practitioner or they do this or they wrote books in this area. That's not what counts. What counts is, are you able to see somebody's acting out of wounding? Can you see where they're wounded? You know, vibrationally, if they're not meant to be in your life, they won't. You don't have to worry about that. That's all ego. It's what are you doing? How are you showing up no matter where you're placed? You know, is it at a conference? Is it at work? You know, is it with your boss? Is it with your husband, your wife, your significant other? Is it in the classroom? Is it while you're walking down the street? How are you showing up when your car breaks down and somebody comes to repair, or you're at the market? It's not to totally micromanage yourself, but it's to check in through meditation, through self-awareness, through tuning in or lining in and saying, am I responding from the soul? Am I looking out through the soul's eyes? Am I being spiritually led? Am I being soul connected? Am I moving out of the extremes of polarity on this? So you can choose, that's part of the soul, to who to hang out with. Or, you know, you don't even have to do it. By resonance, you will be drawn there, and you can feel if that's life-enhancing for you. Is that life-enhancing for you? Is your individual flow aligning with the world flow or the universal flow? Are you aligning to that flow? Because we are part of the collective. We are part of the collective unconscious. What we think is and feel, more importantly, is affecting change. If we're feeling cut off and separated and us against them, no matter what we say, that's what gets communicated. Who knows this best? Children, infants, children, and animal beings. They sniff it out. They can feel if there's an opening there, no matter what somebody says. They can feel if somebody's, you know, a compadre, you know, is simpático. They can feel that interconnectedness. And that's what we're all being nudged to do on a higher level, is to move on to that and to feel the discordant energy or dissonant energy within ourselves and within others or within a situation, but not to resist it, to align to that and then shift from there. I've got a wonderful meditation that the guides had given me on my YouTube channel, Light Being 21, or you can just put my name in. And it's an attunement. It's a chakra attunement. It's an attuning, an ascension attunement, rather, sorry. And it helps you ascend out of the extremes of polarity and out of duality. And that attuning allows you to experience and live more from that place of oneness. All right, everybody. More questions, more stuff I'll probably answer later on the Facebook Live tonight, but I wanted to address some of the questions that people have been asking me and how it relates to being an empath and what are we to do, you know, and how, because you're feeling even more now. As the veils are lifting, as they're dissolving, people are feeling more. So the remedy is not to feel less or cut off. It's actually to open up more. And that's why the heart is so important in this part of the awakening process, this converging flow, as we're co-creating the new paradigm from this new emerging consciousness. The heart tells us what's coherent. It communicates to us, through us, through the body, to the brain and back. And there's a wonderful dialogue that takes place if we let it, if we can get out of our little brainy box. All right, let's go to colors. 630456, welcome to Awakening. Hello.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Hi, what's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My first name is Tara.
Tara?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, great. What's your question, Tara?
Question is, when will love enter my life, and do I need to do anything else to receive it?
Okay. Well, you're there already. You are, first of all, you are love. You've got to move into that space of knowing that you're loved. And I feel with you, it's to get a little more playful, a little more spontaneous, be a little more open, and actually to be more in that space, but to do more. Yeah, you kind of kept yourself a little kind of backed off or hidden a little bit. It's showing. So really getting out there more, and I feel like you're more ready, but it's like being that love and being sparkly. So get into being a little more sparkly. Then I feel that it's really for you, I feel like a little bit of your energy, there's a little bit of a vacuum, but you need, which is the magnetic, which is great. You're wanting stuff to come to you. You might be very inward. What I want you to do is be a little more electrical, a little more playful. Just talk to people, men, women, just chat. Just be a little more outgoing, and that's going to shift your energy to draw somebody in. See, sometimes we're too electrical, we repel, but sometimes we also, if we're too magnetic, we don't have enough juice to actually draw someone in. It acts as a void.
Oh, okay.
Too much of a void. So just become a little more electrical. That makes sense?
Yes.
Good, good. And then let me know. I don't feel it's too far off. And I do feel someone that you do a lot of stuff with. I call it little freaky fracky, doing a lot of stuff together. All right, sweetie, keep listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, 917-756, you're on air.
Hi, it's Liliana.
What's your first name?
Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Welcome. Hi, Liliana.
Hi, I was too. I just had a change in management with my company, and I don't know how I feel
resonated.
About this new manager. I feel like it could be.
I don't know. As much resonance. It's gonna push you out of your comfort zone. Is the way that I'm looking at it now. It's so interesting that the topic that we're talking about today, because I feel that you're learning again. Everybody's going to get this. I always give the 411 ahead of time. So don't shoot me. Don't shoot the messenger. There's not as much resonance. I feel like there's a little bit of intimidation that you're feeling from this person. You're not sure if you like how they operate. I feel ultimately it'll be okay. Will it be as good as the other one? Different, just different, 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 different. But I feel like also it's you're being shown to separate out a little bit from work and have less expectation there and to focus on other connections in your life, to develop other connections. So, yes, you're right. There's not as much resonance. There's a bit of dissonance or, you know, a little bit of timing off, like, one way. But it is pushing some growth into you to now how do I relate or respond to somebody that I don't immediately resonate with and their approach. So I don't see you leaving right now. I still see you there. I just feel that, it's going to stretch you a bit.
Okay. Do you see me eventually leaving? Because I'm thinking about it, but I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't leave. I've been there for so long. I should wait till they push me out.
I don't see you leaving. I don't see you leaving. You need to get your connection and kudos from other things in your life. Don't make the work so important with what you're doing. There's some other things that want to come in your life. There's some other openings that are not at the work situation. So in the immediate future, I'm not seeing you leave. I'm seeing that going through this experience is going to stretch you to actually bring more life enhancement into your life. Okay?
Okay.
So sometimes what seems bad or awkward isn't, you know. I mean, I had something recently, I'll just share really quick. I had something recently with someone, and they made a comment to me, and it was really not, and I was going to say something to my boyfriend to say something to him. And then I just let it go, and I thought, oh, I see what the resonance is, where they're programming. and it was something about women. And I was like, okay, I see what, and I let it go. And then I later saw the person and they were embraced. Hi. And they were so happy to see me. And I thought, okay, that's, see, sometimes we see other people's woundedness. They see our wound. We see where their shortcomings. We see, oh, they're not, they may not be the best person. Like, this person isn't great with interpersonal relationship. They're not great with communication skills. You know, we can search for a perfect world or we can create a perfect world. You know what I'm saying? So you got a little lesson there. I wouldn't run from it. Otherwise, it could come in a different form that I don't feel this form will be so bad for you. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
Kind of. Yeah, so just, you know, wait it out until, like, the other stuff starts to formulate, I guess.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. All right, Liliana, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, 248-508, you're on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who is this?
Awesome, awesome. My name is Jay.
Hey, Jay, what's your question or comment?
So I've got a question about a relationship that I just recently entered about a month and a half ago. I just want to see if you're picking up on any energy, any thoughts or any advice that you would give as we're moving forward in that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, do you have similar friends or do a lot of group stuff? I'm getting a lot of group stuff around you.
Yeah, sometimes we do. We spend. Sometimes we do that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because that seems to be good. Well, it looks good. It looks like it's. Let's see, what do you need to know? I guess what I'm hearing is have a balance of that. I don't know if lately you've been around a lot of groups because I'm seeing some more just you couple-y time between the two of you. You know, it could be going away, I feel. Is that true? Okay. So that's good. So allow that. There feels like there's a part of both of you that wants to just couple a little bit more, maybe go for a drive together or go, you know, someplace away for a weekend or a day or something like that. Were you already doing that?
Yeah, well, there have been talks of it, but even with that, we recently took a trip and made it a group trip, so.
Yeah, that's what I said. See, it's the balance. Yeah, it needs to be next time the two of you, because I feel like you're going to be around groups a lot. That's your thing, and that's fun, and that's great. But even if it's just a drive, do something that is just the two of you.
Okay? Got it.
And that'll shift the energy. All right, sweetie, big hug.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Bye. You're welcome. 860-836. Hello, you're on air.
860-836.
Oh. Hi, Michelle.
This is Amala.
Hi, Amala.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Lots of changes. I've done a lot of cleansing. It was great work that I've done in the last week and a half. I just did everything. And so I'm looking for a relationship. That's my question.
Okay. And just because you did all that work in a week and could happen. There's a lot of relationship here. So I'm going to make sure that we get, because I do see, now what's interesting for you with the previous caller was about doing more as a couple. With you, I feel it's about getting out there more as in groups and opening yourself up to friends, friendships, group situation. That's where that he'll come from. Let's see.
Okay, DC, is it a new person who I've never.
Well, I feel somebody from your past around you, but I don't feel that that's going to stick. It could be as soon as April, by the way. It shows something. It shows you're going more into a relationship cycle between April and, I would say, time of Libra. So that end of September, what is it, October?
Wow.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you're feeling it already. Now you just need to get out and be your sparkle self and just be you.
Okay.
Just get out and sparkle self. All right, sweetie.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
What you said, Sarah. That's what you told the first caller. I remember that. Yeah,
some of you, well, the caller before you was they need to do less with groups to shift their energy because they already are in a couple, they need to do a little more couple-y things. But okay. You've got the same. It's like you branching out. Yeah. The other caller, I feel they were a little more introvert. I don't feel you as an introvert, but you need to get into some different areas, different, yeah. The other one needs to just come out of themselves more.
Okay, so that'll just naturally happen if I go into these groups. I'll meet somebody who is connected with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could do online, you could do a lot of things, but I feel like it's for you, it's just to get out and kind of play again. I'm feeling that with quite a few callers right now. So if I'm hoping I get to everybody. If I don't, next Wednesday I'm here again at 12 p.m. Pacific time. But I feel what I'm getting a lot, and probably it's because we did a talk on healing and resonance and energy. Some people are being too electrical, too forceful. Some people are being very too magnetic. Right. So sometimes when you're being kind of too weight or passive or just only working on yourself, it's about let's play, let's keep it light, let's socialize, and, you know, kind of that spring fever kind of thing. That's what I feel with you. So you've done a lot of inner work. You do the meditation. You just don't get – just keep doing that, obviously, but don't get overly caught in that. Make sure you take some – I'm calling it right now sparkle time. I don't know why. But
okay,
that's what I'm getting.
That sounds wonderful.
Just to be, just to be sparkly. Yeah, you
yay.
Got it. There it is. There, yay! There it is.
Well, there's your sparkly. Thank you so much for talking with me. First thing.
You're welcome. All right. Talk to you later. Keep sparkling. Hi, 559-415. You're on air.
Hello. Hi, this is Evelyn. Hello, this is
Evelyn.
Yes.
Hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
Hi. I, too, like the previous callers, would like to know, what do you see in terms of love for this year?
Okay. See, you're another one that needs the sparkly. Okay. So I'm getting with a lot of people. And here's the thing for you, Evelyn. Be okay to connect with people as friends, male or female. Just you, for you, it's about reaching out and not having the expectation, now we have to date, or was this going somewhere, or I'm looking for a partner. So I feel for you, it is. Now, were you dating somebody a while back?
Yes, I was.
That's what it is. Yeah, and a recent breakup. Okay. You might have to venture out of your little pool, because I feel like there's like lots of memories. You're in a little bit of a healing phase still. So I feel the shift around you is more May, June. So right now, intellectually, you want somebody, but I feel like there's still some healing going on with this last person that you were with. So that's probably why the guides are saying get out there and just be friends. Go out as friends. You know, just go out and see. You know, even, you know, with coffee, whatever, get a tea, a juice, or whatever, you know, cocktail hour, whatever it is for you, you know. But just get out more as friends, because you're still a little shut down emotionally, okay? So you still got a little, there's still that little heartache is still kind of fresh.
That's
okay?
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel
all right.
Like.
All right.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Thank you.
You feel what?
No. It's fine. Thank you so much. It makes sense. Everything you said.
You're
so
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Give yourself some time, but you still need to get out. I feel like getting out for you would be helpful. But just to take it easy, like more in the friend zone, for now. You know, part of you wants to just jump in to kind of forget, but you're not there yet. That's energetically the heartache is still there. Heart's hurting. I can feel it.
Very true.
So nurture a little bit and then, All right, sweetie, big hug to you, okay?
Thank you.
It's going to get better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, 917-723, you're on air.
Hey, Michelle, it's Tasha. How are you?
Hey, Tasha, welcome. Doing great. Great to connect with everyone. I'm just loving today. Good questions. Good energy.
Good. what you were talking about energy, because someone's been spending more time with me at my home, and since I sage and do meditation, things like that, he's saying that when he's friends, he's feeling a difference in reference to the energy.
The person that's staying there.
Right.
Is feeling the energy different. And what do they feel it as?
He said it's lighter, like when he's over here, and where, you know, like when he goes visits his friends, he feels that it's just heavy. And he never felt that before.
Oh.
So now he's.
Oh. You're rubbing off on him. I'm telling you, we do affect each other. If you have somebody that's more aware, you know, listen, when I was growing up, and I remember, and especially my teens and especially in the 20s and early 30s, I would sometimes have guys say, I don't want to date you because I can tell I'm going to change. And I'd be like, what? What are you talking? I don't want to me. You know? And they're like, oh, no, I can see it. I can feel it. I can feel it, you know. And I remember one client of mine saying, I met her at a group thing that I was doing, and she wanted to do individual work, and she finally did. But she told me the first day we had a session, she said, you know, for 6 months I used to drive by your home office and wait. And I said, what? And she goes, because I knew I was going to transform. I knew my life was going to change, and I didn't know if I was ready for it. And I was like, wow. She goes, yeah, every day I drive back from the universe, I drive by, park, and or I just drive by. Sometimes I park. And I thought today was the day, but it wasn't. And then I drive off or I drive right by. And she said, and finally, this is the day. And I was like, whoa. So, yeah, Tasha, yeah, definitely.
It's
the transformation.
Mm-hmm. I had a simple question. Do you see anything in reference to career for me?
Okay. Well, I feel for you that right now, I feel like it's mundane stuff. It's health. It's a lot of physicality, physical stuff. How you are in your place, getting acclimated physically there with this person, the neighborhood, kind of everyday, kind of mundane things, getting grooved in. Because I feel something new is wanting to come through you, and I feel probably May, June, maybe even up into July, you're going to have some new ideas that you want to launch, especially towards the end of summer into the fall. So you might do a little bit of stuff right now here and there. Some of it's working with your beliefs, your mindset as well. That's one of the things I feel that's coming up for you to focus on. But I feel something new. I feel like a new idea. It may not be a total new direction, but it might be. It's something new that you're going to do on your own. And the other thing I do see you doing, and this feels like it's more, again, could be summer. They say summer program, but I don't know if that's work. It could be summer school or something like that. There's something that you are going to put an application in and be hired. So there is another source of income coming in for you. But there's also this idea that it's a little more when the relationship's a little more grooved in and kind of, you know, a little more settled, this other idea comes in that you really jump into that's going to take a lot of time, focus, and energy. But I do see other work also with another company or institution or school or something like that also.
That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. You're so welcome. Great you could call in. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Blessing. Hi, 757-572. You're on air. Hello. 757-572. Okay, we'll come back to you.
Hello.
Hi, 415-758.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's your first name? You're
Jessica.
Welcome. Hey, Jessica, did you have a question or comment?
So I do. This guy came into my life. His name is Joe, and he brought up a lot of, like, memories of – it was, like, sort of like a similar themes were coming up to this relationship I had several years ago that I did a lot of healing with. So So this time I'm doing things different. Rather, you know, I have all the lessons mapped out and I'm responding differently. And I was wondering, do you see the possibility of something developing between us, even if it's like a friendship or something, rather than, or do you see he just came in just to reactivate stuff and then leave?
Okay, say that again.
The last part?
The last part, yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering if since I'm doing things differently this time, do you see me having some sort of friendship develop with him, maybe more, something more, or do you see it as just like a clearing out of the old stuff again and nothing happening with him?
I feel it's more clearing out. That probably you'll connect with him. When's the last time you saw him? It shows him around more April.
The last time we spoke was like maybe 2.5 weeks ago. We had like a little fight or so. But then I saw him yesterday at the park and he did not approach me. I think he's still having issues for what, like a little bit embarrassment for what happened.
Mm-hmm. See what the best perspective is to take with him. Well, it says I'm getting for you to just be warm and open with him. And have you found he has a real issue? There's a real trouble issue with communication.
Major.
He does feel like there's a strong connection. Let's see how. He's drawn to you. He feels you're at a more expanded or higher level and doesn't necessarily know how to connect with you or reach you or how to talk. I feel like he wants to. But the approach that the guides are saying and that I'm getting from your higher self is just to be warm and kind, to be open. And it's more about him at this stage if he's able to go to this next level. If he's not, there's going to be somebody else there for you. I feel like with this person, you know, all relationship is a call for balance and healing on some level. It's the soul saying, I need a little of that energy, you need a little of this. And, of course, always there's that family of origin, you know, stuff, conditioned response patterns and those kinds of things. I feel like your next relationship is about clearing all that out, is about really healing on a deep level than to go into that co-creative relationship. Not to say stuff doesn't come up, because stuff always comes up. It's just, you know, how much and what people do with it. So I feel, you know, at any time you get like Jessica, you know, I always look at the first letter, the J, always has to do with new beginnings and openings. So there's a chance with this person, but it's not a destiny. It's resting in whether they can do the shift to become vulnerable enough, to keep it real enough, to open up enough to you. If they keep clamping down, you're not going to, you won't stay around. That makes sense?
Right. Well, that's Hello? What I've been. I've been holding off contacting him again. You know, it's up to him to start. I told him that. I said he has to start initiating more with me rather than me pulling it along type of thing that I feel like I've been doing.
Okay. So that's why I guess they're saying, you know, open, warm, and kind, but not, he has to come. But the thing is, I get with him, Jessica, he doesn't even know. Like sometimes people want a relationship, but then when they start getting it, when they don't know, can I do it? It, you know, it takes a lot of work. You got to talk, you got to work through stuff, people get triggered. You know, even in the most conscious people, there's always going to be stuff to work through. And, you know, the more expanded you are, the more that comes through. So I feel he doesn't yet know. He feels you're at this higher level. He doesn't know that he can reach to that. I feel he could, but he needs some work. So part of it, whether you want to call energetic contract, soul contract, whatever, there's something there that you're still to be around him, but it is about him coming forward. And if he doesn't, there is somebody else, boom, right there. Okay? Hope that helps.
Right. So do you know when I would know that by? I mean, I know it sounds sort of like a silly question, but I feel like in limbo.
No, it doesn't. Well, you're not in limbo. You need to be moving on. You see, that's the whole thing. It's being warm, be kind, but don't put you're still dating. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. This isn't an exclusive relationship. So you're not in limbo. That's a mindset.
Okay.
If he wants to date you, wants to take you out, fine. But you're not waiting. The subway's going. The train's going. Get off at the stop and then get on again. Yeah, you're not in limbo. Because he knows he's not ready yet. He has to have a shift in consciousness or awareness to realize, whoa, what's happening here. He hasn't had that yet. Right now he's in the, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I can do this. Yeah, what she wants is too much. Yeah. So, no, you're not in limbo. You're to be dating other people. And if he reaches out and you're available, fine. If you're not, fine. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of if I move on, that'll be it. You know, like for good. And I guess there's nothing I can
well, you're
do
not
to create a shift in him. That's the healer side, right?
Well, right. Well, no, the shift. But see, the thing is, you guys haven't been dating that long, right?
No, we've just been hanging out also. It's not even dating.
That's not, exactly. See, so you're not, there's nothing to wait for. You see, you're just
right.
casually dating or you're hanging out. So you don't need to wait. That's what you're learning. That's what this lesson is. You could like somebody and have a good vibe with them or chemistry, but that doesn't mean you wait. You keep on with your life, all your things that you're, your girlfriend, going out, whatever, your spiritual path, and going out. You might be dating 3, 4, 5 guys at the same time or hanging out with them to see which one does it end up being. Or maybe somebody new comes in and with that energy. See, with your dating, you get that energy going. Someone else could come in and go, hey, you're cool, you're neat, you're beautiful, and, you know, I've been wanting a partner. And you're like, hey, me too, and we have chemistry. So, see, yeah, don't wait. You don't wait for him. You're not in limbo. You know, that's what it says. Mm. Be nice. You can go out. Yes, be nice. Don't cut him out. Be nice. Go out with him. But, you know, don't play games, but you're not always available. You have other people you're going out with. You have other plans, whether it's by yourself, meditating. You know, you have to keep your life going. He's got to reach. But if you're waiting, there's nothing to reach for. There's nowhere for him to go if you're right there. You know what I mean? There has to be that space, a void, some magnetism, some magnetic energy so that his electrical energy can come in. But right now it's a choice with him because I don't feel he's ready at this point he doesn't think he can do relationship. And or do it the way you
right.
want to do it.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Sweetie.
I will
right.
focus on what you said. Thank you very much. That is new
you're
for
so
me.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
Well, that's why you're learning it. The soul likes new things.
<It's nice.
laughs> Did I answer 757-572?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Great.
Hi.
Who's
this? This is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, what's your question? Kind of going fast because of that. I'm trying to get as many callers as I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question has to do with my job and where I'm at right now. I really don't know if I'm supposed to stay or if I'm supposed to go and when that's going to be.
Why do you feel like you need to go? You're supposed to go.
It's a unit. I'm a nurse. It's a unit that is really, really, I don't know how to explain it. Very crazy, very busy, doing a lot of different things. Needs a lot of work.
A lot of
backbiting. And leaving. And I don't know if I should leave with them or if I should stay because I have made changes there with my life.
Yeah. I don't see you leaving right now. I mean, if you stay, you might look again at September, October. Is there a lot of infighting, backbiting? People talking about each other? I'm hearing like a lot of gossip, a lot of people upset,
a lot of,
angry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people aren't doing their job.
They're not doing their job and other people are upset about it. You know what it is? You need a break. You actually do really good work there, not just as a nurse, but I feel as a mediator and helping people work through things.
Yes.
you need a break from it is what I'm hearing. It's gotten to its toll because you've taken so much on. So I feel like if you can do a little vacation, a little break somehow, and even while you're working, I know it's hard in nursing, but, you know, put a nice screensaver on, some music, get some meditation. I feel the stronger part of you wants to hang in there to affect more change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it is. I mean, you are a little change agent. You like, you like helping people, you know, not just, you know, on the nursing level, but administratively and psychologically. Yes. So, and you are a bit of a mediator. So down the road, you may want something less taxing or do maybe consultant work is what I'm hearing. I feel like there is a new direction coming in, but I don't feel it right now.
Okay.
Right now, it's just showing you just need a break. That's what's going on.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Big hug to you and for all that you do. You really do. You really are helping people. It's really nice to see. So hang in there. Do something nice for yourself. All right. Big hug.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 305-773. Okay,
661-332. Hi. Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Hello. This is Charles.
Hello.
Hey,
Charles,
hello?
Welcome. Hey, you're on air.
I've been feeling kind of down lately. I just feel like I slowed down just working on stuff. And I don't know, I just kind of want to hear what might be next for me.
Well, I'm going to say energetically the same thing I said to the, but for different reasons. You also need a little bit of break or to step away from your high creative, high focus mode is what I'm hearing. I would say a lake, water, being around, you could do beach too, but I feel like greenery would be really good for you, greenery in a lake.
Yeah, when I go out, that helps me a lot.
Oh, good. So get around nature. You're just needing to refuel. You'll get back in, jump back into things probably mid-April. But you need, and then again, more in Gemini time. So just take a break. You need a break. I can feel it. You're like, you've been pushing through so much stuff. So you need to really get in nature and regroup, refresh, refuel. But it'll come back.
Yeah, but I feel like I've had enough of a break or something, you know, and then it makes me feel bad, like I'm not getting enough done.
Not really. You haven't given yourself a break to just be. You've been pushing mentally. I'm getting more than physical fatigue with you, Charles, mental fatigue. So I don't know if you're worrying a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. Yeah.
Okay, that'll do it. So what a good thing with that is journaling your fears, journaling things out. You know, if you can, work with somebody, a coach or a healer of some sort, to help you process through. But I feel like you're in a little bit of a healing mode, a rebalancing mode, to let some new insights come in, and new writing is what I'm hearing. New writing, new songs. So you have to kind of go into the desert a little bit. You know, 40 days, 40 nights. You have to kind of journey inward and journey and be okay with that. Doing more processing and let things go. But that's the problem. So you're blocking it. It doesn't count. If we try to take a time off but we're not okay with it, it doesn't. It just prolongs.
I see. I've been.
All right, sweetie. I'm gonna. Yeah, do that and then keep listening. Give me let us know how you're doing in the next week or two. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. All righty. Guess what? It's that time. It's time to move over. Ah, I could go on and on and on. Okay, you guys, I do see more callers in the queue. Please call next week. Get on the first one of the queue. And we have a guest, I believe, next week. But from 12 to 12:45, 12:50 Pacific time, I will be doing readings. And I do a shorter talk then, probably 10, 15 minutes. So if I didn't get to your question and you're listening by phone and you had a question or a comment or sharing or you wanted me to do a reading, please connect back with me next week, and I will do it for you then. All right? All right, everybody in the chat room, Sacred Space of Empowerment room, good to see all of you and connect with all of you. As always, I love connecting with everyone. And also, by the way, if you have any comments or questions, topic suggestions, guest suggestions, or you have a question you want to email in, a lot of our listeners listen via the archives because they're at work or doing other things during this time, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to find out about individual work with me, my programs or my shamanic work or the inner work programs or the Soul Path teleworkshops, as well as the Soul Entrepreneurship Program, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Let's see. Dream Master, wonderful sharing, Michelle. I always love dropping in and being a part of the energy you share with all of us. Thank you. Thank you so much. All of you co-create this. So it's a synergy. It's a synergistic, synchronistic situation. It's a happening a synergy. Thank you all, Robert, everybody, Gina, Texas Pearl, Dream Master, Denise, guests, all of you that were listening and all that you called in. You all helped co-create this wonderful community called Awakenings. And I appreciate all of you so much. So make a great day, create a great day. For some of you, it might be a night. Some of you might be starting in the morning. Just have a wonderful day. And remember, your energy goes where your focus is. That's where your energy will flow. Let's think about what I was saying. Get into the quantum aspect of you, the subtle energy. All right, till next week, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.